Blog Talk Radio.
It's open shot, baby.
I say I'm gone, I'm coming, I'm through it. Yeah, I'm gone, I'm coming, I'm through it. I say I'm gone, I'm coming, I'm through it. Yeah, I'm gone, I'm coming, I'm through it. I say tonight we gon' kick it like top. My whole crew geeked up. We spend it in a day, what you making in a week? Purple to the face, the same color as my drink. Catch me floating out of space, take a piss on Saturine. Never bled up for that lean, miss the baddest on the scene. Got her dancing real freaky off a cup of jelly beans. I'ma make that push that lean, bust it open, bring it back. She looks back at me, holler, daddy, where you at? I got racks on racks on racks, soda bottles pouring all night. I'm golfing in my system, so you know I'm going all night. I'm lost, I'm gone, I'm twisted, zooted, insane, and geeked, I'm blue. Anybody hating, middle fingers calling you. Popping bottles with my crew, got the VIP turned up. Heater on my lap, please don't get this bitch burned up. He's sleeping on the map, that's the city where I'm from. Got everybody getting zooted, whole city going dumb.
Of course, we're zooted with, of course, Overdrive starting things off today. This is, of course, a blessing, another blessing to be here. Right now, I know we have some heavy topics, so definitely, I want to let you know that you are on chapter, of course, 2 and verse 4 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's chapter 2. Verse 4, and I want to thank you all once again for being a part of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That man stands for music, activism, news. So that's what you're listening for. For all the people who are definitely listening online, I appreciate you for that. And yeah, I want you to look up at the top where you're looking at everything that's going on, and please feel free to dial that number, 646 478-0944. That's 646-478-0944 to be a part of everything. And if you're wondering about Al Porter, Man in the Streets, let's tell you a little bit about what you're listening to and what you'll be a part of. You'll definitely need pens, pads, notebook paper, iPads, Blackberries for informational purposes. So we promise that you will get some info, some events, things to write down, those type of things. As a matter of fact, I just want to warn you, if you hear something that you don't like or you feel insulted or you feel that I may have done a few things wrong, please, 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 like James Brown would say, don't call and complain to Blog Talk Radio, because they will give you the phone number of 646-478-0944. And they'll say, hey, call in next Monday, get it off your chest at 9 to 10 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. So let's cut out the middleman. Right now, we love Blog Talk Radio, but we're going to cut out the middleman for right now. And what we'll do is we're going to bring you up to date with something else. And I just want to say we appreciate you all for listening in. And if you didn't know, sometimes we started off to let you know what you may have heard from last week. So we'll say that our top four tracks you heard from last week was 137 Rounds from Varsity Music. And, of course, that featured the vocals of E-Max, The Image, doing the R&B at the end of it. He really brought that song out, and that's the truth on that. And then, of course, number two spot was My Moment, E-Max, The Image, Varsity Music. Number three, what we started out with was, of course, Zooted from Overdrive. And number four spot for this week was D Gambit with Who I Am. And that's, of course, off of Life Innovations. And as a matter of fact, I think I'll play around with it. Since that was like the number four song, what we'll do is come back up, put on some Who I Am, get right back to you in just a few moments. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, News.
Well, you don't know who I am. I'll see you. I know exactly where you're at. So you don't have to wonder and try to find out who I am. You will see who I am. I will tell you who I am.
Gambit, my rhymes travel vortex, beats never seen yet. Bet if we was gambling, gather to come and handle them. Brandishing a weapon, a stepping with two fists. Watch this, all my real niggas gon' cop this. Hot like fish grease, to the day I deceased. Increasing my profits, rocking beats plus other hustles like the Circle and Wayne. Need my money in double bags, boy, I'm about to get it. And sit it to the side, have that shit if I got to. Send my daughter to college when she's 18. I mean, the verses I mean, so it would seem that a nigga doesn't get the cream. I gleam cause I grind and shine cause I go hard. And niggas used to talk down, they sick like, oh God. And broadside, I used to kick it with having a heart attack like that. Damn, this nigga getting it. My dumb ass ain't know how to act. Black skill, put the mic down. Nigga, I'm here now. Nigga, straight clown. Y'all can listen to my shit now. Vow to keep it G until I leave upon the planet. Then I'll be a star shining. Planet, gigantic. Gambit, gambit. That nigga nice. That nigga nice. Gambit, my mental cause ripples across space and time. What line are you find? I'm out my motherfucking mind. I was trying to stay alive from 16 to 25. I shot it out with niggas. Serenity came in 05 in the form of a daughter by the same name. Named it that because she brings me to a deranged brain. I maintain my focus. Since then, I had to keep it pushing. Get my mind right, money right, some shit cooking. Some of my niggas still cooking, some still feeling the killing. Some young niggas can't still see the vision, so they thinking shit sweet. See me chilling with the children, cause I got a little older. Fuck with them and I'ma kill them. Nigga, trust me, I just be thinking on my mathematics. Getting paid all day, got 8 ways to get the cabbage. Savage on the inside, exterior cool as ice. So people think I'm laid back and women think I'm nice and enticing. But rub me the wrong way, catch an uppercut like I was Tyson. Now pick your teeth up, cause I came to enlighten. But see the G in me when push, start wars like Bush. Niggas don't understand how hard I'm about to push. D-Cabbage, you know who I am, I'm about to show you what's going on. Nigga, you ain't got no shit like this. Nigga, Cabbage, nigga, hit.
Anything that you want to, I am gonna make you sweat. anywhere. Yeah. It's the best love you get. Imagine this bed with you. Oh. My moment, moment, moment. With you, a moment, moment, moment. I want my moment, moment,
moment, moment, moment
with you. What you wanna do? My moment, moment, moment. I'ma take a sip of this cup, then I'm gonna choke, sure enough.
Yeah.
A moment, moment, moment.
Oh.
course, that's like, that's the track right there, my moment, from Emex to Image, representing, of course, Varsity Music. And before we do anything else, see, I told you about having your pens and all of that, notebooks and all of that together, iPods, your iPads, all that nice little stuff. If you're going to take in something through your ears with the iPod, at least be able to print it back out. Some of your smartphones, don't let them be dumb phones. Use them for what they're called, smartphones. Take down some information off of it. Use it. And so I want to definitely let you know that some of the things you can check out. Of course, Blog Talk Radio has Bored and Restless Radio. Mondays and Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. They have something jumping off on Wednesday nights, the special. And then, of course, they have their Thursday and Friday afternoon. Check them out on a Monday and Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. That's, of course, that Cleveland Standard Time. So once you're done with this show tonight, call them, let them know. You definitely heard about it through, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And also, when it comes to that number, different number, 347-486-3811 to reach them. And then I do want to let you all know that there's the Art McCoy University of Common Sense, the Art McCoy University of Common Sense. You can catch his show. And where can you catch his show? Every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's WERE 1490 AM every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. That's the Art McCoy University of Common Sense, where Professor Art McCoy breaks down community issues alongside his number one pupil, the brother who is definitely, definitely, definitely proud to produce that show by the name of Al Porter Jr. And the number there is 216-578-1490. That's 216-578-1490. And I'm going to just take a little bit of time to promote voiceatradio.com. If you want to hear, of course, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, that's Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, you can check us out on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. That's Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. And to listen online, you can do that. You can also dial up 216-694-8910. That's 216-694-8910. And there are a lot of people who may not even know about what I'm about to tell you, because you wouldn't know it if you weren't at the, you know, St. Patty's Day festival and parade and everything like that that happened in downtown Cleveland. Only Fox, we'll say it like this. Instead of Fox 8, it was 19 Action News covered it. Now, everybody talks about Fox 8 being in the middle of everything. They talk about Channel 3 News being in the middle of everything. They talk about Channel 5 and all of that. But 19 Action News, I had to take that off and throw it into the Facebook page, because a lot of people, you know, we're used to, they're giving you major video reports, big updates on whatever happens. Like if you notice that you had, I'll say, just call it like it is, you had murders at a festival that happened, of course, a couple of years ago at the festival at Woodhill Park. It seemed like out of control, young people and everything like that. Then you had a couple of other fights happen at different festivals and what have you on the east side here and there. And you know it's recorded major. Now, the reason I bring that up is because at, you know, St. Patrick's Day Festival, in the middle of Donald Walker Brown and others collected signatures and all of that, and you had a beautiful parade setting, nobody's covering the fact that there was a riot at Tower City. They locked that Tower City down yesterday. Also, there was gunfire. They found shell cases out in public square. Tower City said, well, no, it wasn't a gun. Well, whatever it was, they ended up locking it down, and cops were running around there like chickens with their heads cut off. They had around 30, you'd say, arrests. Nice little riot scene happened. And the reason I bring that up is, you know, once again, had that happened, had it even been 15 people running loose at one of our festivals,
right,
the news media would have had it. You'd have had videos posted up all day and all night.
Right.
But I just want to...
Woo!
There you go. So, there you go. That's it. So the reason that I bring that up, and I had no choice but to bring it up, because it's very interesting what they're really doing their best to protect. You know, there were some areas of Ohio that already had their St. Patrick's Day festival like the week before and all of that. And there were a lot of people from out of town in downtown Cleveland. Oh, yeah, celebrating again. Yes. Right. Oh, yeah. Thank you. And they changed the time from like 1, they made sure it was going to start at 2. And you had a lot of people from Lake County and a whole lot of other different places set up from just enjoying the day. So, of course, they didn't want the people to get out that, you know, downtown Cleveland might be a little bit unsafe, as well as it was not just us running down. Oh, no, we were definitely not the majority, although a lot of us were down there. So I wanted to call that out. There you go. There you go. So as we, before we come back and get into some other subjects, I like that, Blackrish. Of course, it's good to have the producer of this show and the super engineer himself, my man Emax the Image. And, of course, we've got the Big Cheese in the house.
Right.
And from what we just talked about, it's nice to go into this brand-new track from Black House, because it's the truth. Things in life, hey, they remain the same. They won't change.
I like it now.
Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain. It's in the block of getting out. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mid of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, Blackout sound, you know we can be. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism, to they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, live a room, I done speak the truth. Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. Against the grain, yeah, I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, dropped
top 9-8. Be full of Gucci lames, the walk a flock of flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud, they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet, doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't evolve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
That's the new track from Black House Sounds, and I was thankful that they asked myself to do a verse on that, so I appreciate that. I appreciate the two people that I'm looking at calling in right now. So before I go to that 212 number, I'm going to go to the 240 number that called in, and I just want to say 216-240. You're on live, Al Porter, man in the streets, music activism and news. How are you doing, Izzy?
How you doing? How you doing? Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy, how you feel tonight?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. We put in one of the tracks that, you know, tell us what's going on, brother.
Nothing too much. Just calling in to see the progress with the show, to see the progress with you know, Black on Black Crime and the progress with you. And, you know, just trying to be very supportive to the station.
Oh, man. I can say we appreciate you for that. I'm blessed that you are one of our sponsors for the hip-hop workshop. We appreciate you for that. And we appreciate the quality of music that you've been putting out, definitely, and the support, because when you support yourself and your own music, I'll leave it like this before I put it back on you and give you the last, you know, 1 or 2 minutes to speak. But it has been so nice to be able to clean house and get and start playing music from artists, because there are a lot of artists that give us music and they don't even call the show to support themselves. So when that comes up, there are a whole lot of artists that I'm sure within a couple of months that'll call and say, hey, how's my music doing? And I'll be like, I don't know. You tell me, because we're not even trying to play it right now. Because if you're not supporting yourself, and we look and we see you every day, I can see it if you're all traveling the world in Hawaii and other places, I feel you. Then I can proudly say, okay. But when I'm seeing you almost every other day, are you posting up on, you know, Facebook and letting me know, oh, by the way, I'm going to, you know, grab a shell with my dudes. It's like, oh, okay then. So I just want to say thank you, brother. And the last 2 minutes, man, is on you.
Well, I do want to say this as far as the song that everybody heard. If it wasn't for Al Porter and the lyric that he dropped, and how can I put this, the whole truth of brutality and black-on-black crime, as in, you know, people just doing whatever they want to do. That type of music in this society, especially in Cleveland, Ohio, is so needed right now because it's so young folks, older folks, don't really know what to turn to, and the music that they playing on these radio stations, it's all fun and party and dance and all this and all that, but it's really nothing on the social side to really take us to the next level. So by you jumping on the track and coming with strong lyrics like that, it really opened up Black House to think about more songs to make in the future. And far as artists that's not supporting they own craft, that's kind of a shame, but everything is a process. Everybody have a learning process, and right now they probably into making music, but don't really know how important, after you make the music, to get it out there, how important that is. So right now, Black House Sound know how important that is, because we know through years and experience that you can make songs every day. You can make some of the best songs. You can make some of the worst songs. But if you ain't trying to put them out there, then it's just a hobby. Well, it ain't a hobby for me no more. And it ain't a hobby for my cat no more. And as I can see, it ain't a hobby for black-on-black crime to go out in the streets and talk about all the things that's going on throughout Cleveland. Basically, what I'm saying is it's not a game. Everything is real.
Right.
We put music together to try to impact people, you know. I hope it's working. If it's not, we just going to work a little bit harder. That's
there
all I can tell you. We're going to work harder.
Then we appreciate the phone call this week. Hey, man, that's some strong statements right there. So, Brother Joe Legacy, I thank you for representing tonight.
Modern.
And you have a strong group of representatives from Black House Sound. So thanks again, brother.
Thank you, thank you. You have a blessed day. Peace.
Peace. Oh, wow. So now we got, like, two more phone calls to go to. So before I do, I want to let people know real quick, before I go to 216-212 and then see who's on the line with me at the 440 area code, I want to let people know if they want more of what they're hearing right now, they can use the same phone number that others are. Use that 646-478-0944 number, press 1 to speak, and you can catch Hood Talk 2 on Wednesdays, 9 to 10:30 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, 9 to 10:30 p.m., and this week will be very interesting because they'll be at the home of Eastside, so we're hoping that everybody will come out alive, and if they do, they will be back on Fridays, Saturdays, Hood Tunes Radio, same phone number, 8 to 10 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, where they take music and that's being done regionally and link them up with nationwide acts and artists. So with that being said, I want to see who I'm talking to from this, of course, 216-212. Who am I speaking to right now?
What's going on, Brother Porter? It's Ray Clark,
WPN.
Okay.
What's on your mind, brother, and how you doing, man?
I'm good right now. You know, I'm just today. You know, today wasn't too much of a hard day. Just got down
there
doing some fire and stuff. Getting ready for Wednesday.
Okay.
I've got to get the cat out the bag now. You know what I mean? Because a couple people know. Wednesday. We're gonna go down to see LeBron James.
We're going to see LeBron James at 5:30 p.m.?
No. Yeah, at 5:30, but his name not LeBron, it's LeBron.
LeBron James. Okay, thank you, man. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Oh, man, wait a minute. Now, in January, we had a big money run, and we took our ordeal over 137 shots, and we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Then in February, we had the nerve to go down and bother Dan Gilbert at the Horseshoe Casino. Don't tell me a Wednesday. We're going to show up, and now to make sure it's out there and open for everybody, we'll be down there at Prospect in Ontario. We'll be at Ontario and Huron now. And the reason we'll be at Ontario and Huron, we want them to sweat just a little bit. So it was changed over today for a higher visibility. So we'll be down there to visit them on Ontario and Huron Road, which is one block up from Prospect in Ontario, right across the street from the Q. And what makes it very interesting is Dan Gilbert has a good reason to, like, sweat a little bit more, because that's $3.5 billion that the Cavs own. Dan Gilbert is, like, net worth of $3.5 billion. And if he thought us coming to see him, at his nice little gambling spot, then I think he's going to be just a little bit pissed off when we come down to see him at the Cavs game. So I thank you for putting that out there. And what is going on April, is it the 19th?
Yeah, we got some before April 19th. The first thing we got going on is for the youngsters. We got a $50 contest at the Eastview Library for a Black History Trivia contest. It's going to be set up like a Jeopardy-style game. And all the last one at the end gets the $50, but you know, we're gonna bring other stuff that we can give out to the kids that participate and all that. Yeah, so everybody a winner. But you know what I'm saying, we got study sheets to go with it, and this is all on Wednesday the 27th.
East Cleveland Library. Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be from 4 to 6, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Yeah.
Cool.
So, you can bring your kids and come, sit in and look and have fun and watch or whatever, or you sign them up, and you can call the number. You can reach us at 216-212-3111.
Okay.
If you want to sign your kid up, it'd be from ages 10 to 17.
Nice.
Sign them up.
Nice.
And you can call that number and we'll get them signed up. Had a parent call. And on 19th, we're having a fundraiser and a celebration for one of our members, Arthur Hendricks.
Okay.
A lot of people know him as a big Art or Scoop. So we're going to have one at Tucker's Casino on the 19th, April 19th. And it's a $10 donation at the door. And it's going to have food, we'll have a comedy show, we'll have a raffle, we'll have a Soul Train line dance contest.
We're
going to have entertainment from Sheriff Kilroy, Poison Ivy, myself, Ray Sharp, and host is going to be D-Hawk with the comedy, and we're going to have Suave Gotti as host. For the entertainment. Hip hop and Soul Train Line Dance Contest. So we got two hosts.
It's going
to be a big party. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff jammed in there. So come get some free food, the fun. And, you know, it's only $10. You know, you can't beat it. You got all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you could possibly win a raffle. You can win at the dance contest. You know, we got all kinds of stuff happening. So. April 19th.
Thank you.
Tucker's.
And
thank
before you.
You
go, 1 minute, you've been doing it since the very beginning. What's going on March the 29th?
Oh, yeah, March the 29th. I didn't mean to leave that out. March the 29th is for Timothy and Melissa at Heritage Middle School. It's going to be at 5 p.m. I'm going to be in the back parking lot. Where it happened at, where the Noah massacre took place. So we'll be back there at Heritage 5 o'clock on March 29th.
Then thank you so much for that information. If anybody can wants to reach OPN, they can reach them at the official office number of 216-212-3111. And thank you so much again for your phone call.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Peace.
All right, now. Peace.
And the good thing is people can definitely hold on and listen to the rest of the conversation once they hang up. So before I go to that 216-681 number, because I think that might be my older brother, before I go to that one, I got to check out the 4404 number, the 440-263 number. Who's calling? Al Porter, man in the street.
Hey, Al, Don here.
How you doing, Brother
Hello?
Don?
I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good. Thank you. I just heard Brother Ray from Oppressed People Nation, and I hear they're having we're having a game show Wednesday. I was wondering if maybe we could donate some gifts, some prizes. You said everybody's a winner. So probably maybe folks could donate some prizes.
And one thing about OPN, I know they'll be very thankful to hear that one going on by the 27th. So that's beautiful right there.
Also, Al, if I could just say, the United Pastors and Mission regarding the 137 shots, the United Pastors will be holding a vigil along with the task force, and I believe Black on Black will be involved in this as well.
Yeah.
This coming Friday at Public Square, 5 p.m. This will be the fourth vigil at Public Square on Fridays. We're doing it then. And we had, last Friday, we were petitioning. We've got about 300 names on the petition. We want to petition some more and get 1,000 names by April 4th. Cool. And we had some good speakers. People from the just that were hanging out down in the square, getting a bus or whatever, joined the rally and the vigil, and they spoke on the microphone a bit. And there was a police officer sitting right in the middle of the public square. And we were talking to him a little bit, directing our comments towards the Cleveland Police Department regarding the 137 shots, the Cleveland atrocity. Now, this coming Friday, though, is a tribute to women. It's Women's History Month, and we're going to speak to the women suffering from domestic violence, rape and murder in Cleveland, from the Imperial Avenue women to the Cleveland atrocity with the killing of Melissa Williams. So we're going to tribute to the women.
Good.
This Friday.
And thank you so much. I know I look forward to seeing you also on Wednesday because, of course, that's the Black on Black Crime Big Money run on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. on Ontario and Huron, right across from the Q. And also
I just wanted to say,
no, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al. I just posted that on Facebook, and I'm trying to pique people's interest by saying what we do is catapult the 137 shots to the psyche of the mainstream, because we'll have quite a captive audience there, so we should be putting the word out that we'll have no more of the Cleveland police shootings and killings of our people in Cleveland.
There you go, and it'll let people know also of the mass rally that's being planned for April the 4th, as well as letting other people know that just because the Justice Department comes back to town, which is they came back because of the word that we spread and because we were so tenacious and wouldn't let it go, but the last time they were in town, nothing was accomplished. And they set up new perimeters, rules, that the Cleveland Police Department said we're not following so far. So with them being back in town, this rally is to let people know that we definitely intend on staying our course. Now that they're here, we plan on being there vigilant to make sure that the job is done and that it's always people power. So, Brother Don,
we want
thank
change.
You. That's right. And we're not asking, we're demanding. So I appreciate you always in the middle of what's going on in our community, brother. So with that being said, I thank you again. Any last words or comments?
The police are still carrying the weapons, the ones that are shooting. They're still carrying their guns in Cleveland.
Sure.
And we want their guns taken away, and we want these police prosecuted. Now, they can only be prosecuted if Timothy McGinty, the prosecutor, recuses himself from the police so that we can appoint a special prosecutor from the federal government. That's what's needed.
All right. Then I do appreciate you for that. And see, that's why we tell people, when they listen to this show, to please have something either write down or take down information, because we do give a lot of information. And I thank you again, brother.
Thank you, Al. Have a good night.
You do the same, brother.
All right.
That was my man, Brother Don. And I appreciate the people who are still holding on to the phone line. I think we have a nice track that people would like to hear. I've had to bother my big brother on this one. I wondered if he's going to say anything. We've got 216-681. Who's on the phone line this evening?
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Oh, everybody's favorite big brother Barbarino. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I just got a question to ask you.
Uh-oh. Now you're the big nervous.
I want to ask you, would a brother being an idol for the city of Cleveland, and as many times as he done been caught drunk or whatever, or sleeping behind the wheel, I want to know, what is your opinion? Do you think Brother Zachary should step down, or should he move out the way?
Okay. Zach Reed is an interesting person, because before I get to Zach Reed, I'm going to get to some of the quote-unquote people in his ward. I know they say he's doing an excellent job. I find it very interesting, but they say he's very attentive to his people, constituents, and everything like that. I'll give him credit on that part. On the flip side of it all, number one, when he was caught, it was like, okay, cool. Second time when he was caught, instead of drunk driving, he was behind the wheel. So I'm glad he had sense enough to pull over. But he had like a $500 fine, and he didn't pay $300 of it back. As a matter of fact, it was delinquent when he was caught the third time. Take into account that he should have and could have learned a hard lesson when he was followed up and down the street for about a week, and they put him on the news taking, like, shots of, like, vodka and other stuff like that, and drinking beer all through the flats and getting his little groove on with a couple of nice little ladies here and there. And he showed the world that at least one thing you cannot say, that Zach Reed is a bigot, because he's an equal opportunity dancer with ladies outside of his skin color. So you can say that Zach Reed is kind of like the Rainbow Coalition of the flats and downtown area. Now, on the flip side of it all, I say that part of the reason why he's going to get off, the city council is not going to force Zach Reed to step down. I would like to see Zach Reed say, you know something, I need to step down for myself, get help, and do some other things in the limelight. Y'all gave me a bunch of chances. But I'm going to tell you why Zach Reed isn't going to step down. Zach's not going to step down because city council is not going to take a vote for him to step down. And the reason that city council is not taking a vote for him to step down is because if you saw the new Brother Barbarino, you know that a lot of them are getting like an extra, we'll say, $1,000 plus a month. Some about $1,200 extra tax expense money to take care of personal expenses. Some, like Eugene Miller, the councilman of Ward 10, is using his money for staff lunches. And, of course, you have the great man himself, Councilman Michael Kozlinski, using money to pay for a car that he uses every month. So with that being said, quite a few of them need to step down, and that's why you have it, is because too much corruption. As a matter of fact, quite recently, they showed that some council people were taking up for, well, okay, they were lying and saying that Eugene Miller was making all of his meetings on finance and other things like that, and he really wasn't, and if you want proof, I keep a lot of news clippings on my Facebook page of course, Alfred Porter Jr., Sheriff's Hat, and you can go to the news and keep up to date. So, yeah, we know we need to step down. Anybody else? They've been fired on the spot. So, on the spot, any other job, you come in drunk one time at McDonald's, they'll show you the door. Because Trump coming in drunk on Cheap Chicken Day at Popeye's and see what he gets you. You's automatically shown the door because they know that they depend on you. So right now, hey, what can I say, Brother Barbarino?
I'm surprised that the city council hasn't stepped in and made him step down.
That's why they're not going to step in to make him step down, because they're doing a lot of wrongdoings themselves.
Oh, you got old Julian Rogers over there being a slick one, huh?
Oh, I hope he's not, for his sake, because if he is, it's going to come out. Hey, anything else you'd like to say, Brother
Barbara? Hey, Fitzgerald got the executive director job. Now he want to run for the Senate.
Hey, watch out now.
Lord have mercy. Now who they going to put in there as executive? Lord have mercy. Yeah, but, hey, like you said, if it was one of us, we'd have been behind bars for some years.
Yes, indeed. We'd have been there, definitely at the workhouse and everything else. But at least we'll see what comes out of this. And maybe Barbarino, maybe somebody will decide, instead of criticizing in his Lord or what have you, if they claim they got juice, if they claim they're a big promoter, if they claim they're doing what have you, or they have their people's interest at heart, maybe they'll stomp down the 30th and Euclid at the Board of Elections, get them a petition, get some signatures, and run for the council person of that ward, do a better job, take some responsibility. So thank you, Brother Barbarino, for that phone call.
You're welcome, my brother.
All right. Peace. Wow. My man Barbarino called up. So I'm going to tell you all like this. Since we're going to go picket that poor man, I leave him alone. I give him a pass. I won't bother Dan Gilbert anymore about, you know, I was getting ready to talk about the Horseshoe Casino and all of that. But I'm going to leave the Horseshoe Casino alone until next week. But I will say one thing. While everybody's talking about the Internet Cafe being what have you, I can honestly say what I talk about next week, no, I'm not saying I support the Internet Cafe, but right now from what Dan Gilbert is doing, there's really no difference between the Internet Cafe and the Horseshoe Casino. As a matter of fact, we're going to get into more of that next week. I'm going to take a little bit of time and get into a song that kind of fits while we're doing what we're doing this coming Wednesday.
Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Taken from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. RIP Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Casualties in organized cop killing. 12 Caucasians, Anna Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino, I'm sorry man. Hold up, black cops are about to get mad. Yep, cause you working right along with the Klan. Black Shield, the black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemning racist cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job as racist white. Yep, Police Patrolmen Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball redneck, he has a way with words.
Get in here.
He said the cops did a good job. For real? Yeah, he's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. then I break it down, put it in the rhyme, cause I was there, huh, on the front line. 137 shots from 13 cops, reload, take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots, reload, time to make it stop. Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth about what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life, it doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over bad mufflers in a pop can. 25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops told those cowards, they ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots from 13 cops, no gun or shell casings found on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killings, we need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Now it's time for a reloaded break. Once again, once again, once again. Now it's time for a reloaded break. So let's count it off. 10, 20, 30, 40. Reload. 50, 60, 70, 80. Reload. 90, 100, 110, 120. Reload. 130. 137, and you know, reload. Local prosecutor to prosecute cops, this is a bad joke that y'all need to stop. Our prosecutor, name's Tim McGinney, but our cops endorsed his candidacy. Yep. Our own monitor and self can't trust it. Bring in the U.S. Justice Department. Let me break it down like this to everybody. 372 cop cars in a fleet, but only 19 have dash cams.
Sad.
They don't want us to see.
Nope.
Peace.
You know, one beautiful thing about doing a show like this is being able to bring in information and to talk about a whole lot of things that are going down, going on, and hopefully get some people on the same page and express views whether we agree or disagree on certain things. But it's always nice to be able to get out there and get your points and get your thoughts out. So that's the one thing that I appreciate. I appreciate my big brother Barbarino for calling in. Got to give props to another brother who's been like a father to me, my man DJ Dollar Rock, who lost his mom on Saturday. And what is so amazing, I will say he's been with the hip-hop workshop since the very beginning. I first met him when we worked together at, of course, the East Cleveland Love Fest, days of way back. And I had to send out prayers and support for the brother because it took the coroner 3 hours to remove his mom out of the driveway the past Saturday. And it was a blessing that he's been able to hang in tough, hang in strong. So with that being said, I just want to say be very thankful for your life and use it to the most. And, of course, enjoy life as it is. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything. Peace.
Classic.